So we can start now by just learning how to relax a bit. 20-minute meditation. So the meditation is all about relaxing. Relax to the max. So close your eyes. With your eyes closed, remember that whenever we meditate, we dedicate this period of time not to remembering all of our past, what happened earlier today, or even earlier than that. This is not the time for working out your problems or planning your future, what you're going to do after you leave here. Meditation is the time we set aside for peace, for calm, for wisdom. Because you have to grant yourself this time. Otherwise, you find you never have any time to meditate. It's important to be able to rest and make peace. So for those of you who are concerned about the future, you have many plans, many things to do, many destinations to reach after you leave here. Please know that now is the time your future is being made. Now is the only time we'll ever have to create a good future. So if you care for your future, put more attention into the place your future is being made now. And once you're in this present moment, be kind. Be compassionate to your body and to your mind. First of all, the compassion and kindness to your body. How does your body feel? Sometimes we can ask the different parts of our body, as if you're calling a friend and asking, how are you feeling today? And then you get an answer. So you can ask your legs, how are you sitting on this chair? Do you need to be adjusted, to be moved? Asking a question of a part of your body is a very skillful way of getting mindfulness. And kindness means if you find that they say the feet need to be adjusted, then do so. Don't just be mindful and suffer. Be mindful and be kind. And so you can relax your body. This is not a boot camp for the US Marines. Buddhism is kind and gentle. And then once your legs have been looked after, you can ask your butt, your buttocks, sitting on the chair, are you comfortable? You can ask the same question of your back. How does your back feel right now? As if the back was a friend, and you want to make sure your friend is as relaxed and comfortable as possibly you can make it. After a while, my mind and different parts of my body can contact each other very easily. And I know my back. So I know how to relax it. Just like checking it out and bringing it to a state of calm and happiness. So I use this method if only ever I get a bit tense and sick to relax my body to the max. So energies can flow through my body healing, easing aches and pains, and creating a wonderful sense of peace in my own body. And then I check my shoulders, I ask my shoulders, shoulders, how are you now? And I listen to their answers. And how can I help you? And sometimes I imagine these are muscles on either side of my back, the spine, often stretched, pulled apart. And then I imagine letting go of those muscles. Like having stretched and pulled them apart, I let go of both ends. So the muscles can truly become loose. With nothing pulling, stretching or squashing. Then I ask my arms and my hands how they are. Do you need to be moved? And when my hands and arms reply that they're really comfortable where they are, I leave them there. Go up to my neck. My head, asking my head, how do you want to be made more comfortable? And I've got into the practice of relaxing the muscles around my eyes and my mouth. I can feel them. And I loosen all those muscles. Around my mouth as well. And lastly, even though I was told you cannot feel any physical sensations in your brain, I imagine my brain. I imagine the spot between my ears, behind my eyes, where my brain is located. And sometimes we overuse, or rather abuse, our brain. So much thinking, and so much struggle. And now for the next 10 or 15 minutes, I imagine putting my brain on a nice little cushion, a little duvet on top, giving it a break, a rest. Brain, you worked hard. Now you can take 15 minutes rest. It's just a little visualization which works for me. It may be work for you. It is not the time for pushing your mind to find answers. It's a time to relax your brain, so it can energize afterwards. And once I have been aware of my body, part by part, I now just ask my whole body, like one unit, how it is. And I usually can feel my body to be way more relaxed than when I sat in this chair to begin with. And my awareness, my mindfulness, recognizes this delightful feeling, the delight of relaxation. Being squashed in the tube, running up the stairs, making sure we get here in time. My body was tense, now it's relaxed. You feel this ease, this delight, this pleasure of relaxation. Once you can notice that pleasure, relaxation goes to a deeper level. Once the body is relaxed, and I can do the same with my mind, imagine a rubber band pulled on either end, stretched. Well, let's not call it a rubber band, let's call it a guitar string. When it's pulled apart and something hits it, bing, it makes a high-pitched noise. As you loosen the tension in the guitar string, something hits it and makes a dull sound. Boom. And when you loosen it so much, something hits it and makes no sound at all. When your mind is not stretched, reaching into the future, being held back by past unfinished business, when something hits it now, it has no resilience. It makes a sound. It reacts. But you loosen both ends until nothing is pulling you into the future. Nothing is holding you back in the past. The mind, like a string on a guitar or on a violin, is totally loose. So whatever impinges on it now makes no noise. Your mind does not react. It's at peace. To know how peaceful your mind is, I developed the concept of the peace-o-meter, speedometer, thermometer. It measures how peaceful you are, or how agitated. And to make it easier for people to comprehend, you can give a number. 1 means really peaceful, 10 means agitated. Between 1 and 10, how peaceful are you right now? You just need to tell yourself, so be honest with yourself. How peaceful, how agitated. Now you are aware, mindful of this peaceometer. What makes your mind more tranquil? What brings the reading on the peaceometer closer to 1? What moves that measurement closer to 9 to 10? What is the cause of stillness? What is the reason for agitation in your own mind? Once you know the answers to those 2 questions, you know how to calm your mind down. You can feel this. Feel your mind becoming more and more peaceful. Of you who have a meditation object, like the breathing, which is most common, now is the time to invite the meditation object in. we go on to something like the breathing too soon, you can't hold it. The mind wanders away. If you calm the mind, first of all, and watching something like the breath becomes easy. Watch one breath after another. And that takes you into a deeper sense of peace. Being this moment, don't reach out into a future. Create your future now. And don't carry the coffins of dead moments on your head. This is my metaphor for carrying the past with you. It's the dead moments, they're coffins. They don't belong in this moment. I'm just breathing in and breathing out. So, how do you feel now? Meditation is going to end in a few moments. How relaxed is your body? And what does a relaxed body feel like? And how peaceful is your mind? Maybe you can feel the delight, the joy, the peace, especially in the mind. It's just here. Holding on to nothing, light as a feather, just being. Now I'm going to see if I can make a sound with the gong. So I certainly enjoyed that.